The following is a presentation of Labor Radio, the voice of workers' world today in diversity, inclusion, and equality. This weekly program, with various labor leaders and experts, tackles today's topics and highlights the issues and concerns of workers, blue and white collar, discusses the labor way, and how diversity without inclusion is inequality. For more information, visit www.laborradio.nyc. That's www.laborradio.nyc.
Welcome, everyone. We are joined by Ms. Laura Morand, who is the president for DC 37, Local 2627. Good to have you here with us.
Thank you.
So let's talk about telecommuting and the issues that your members are having.
Yes, telecommuting is a big issue. Currently, right now, management is... they choose favorites who get special benefits, like being able to telecommute to work, not having to come in, but they can work from home. Mm-hmm. And a lot of time it's consultants who can do that, which is a bit unfair because consultants are not employees and they don't have the best interests of the agency and the city and taxpayers at hand. Whereas my members go through tremendous background check. 10 years, they go back and fill out a package. It's like when they're getting hired and starting from a civil service list at the Department of Investigation. So they have a vested interest and they really care. They take the time to take a civil service exam, whereas consultants don't. So that's an issue. But being able to telecommute, a good 90% of my members do software work. I say maybe 80%, I want to correct that, do software work where they can telecommute. They won't have to come into an office, which will save the city a lot of money on real estate. Mm-hmm. Private industry has been doing it for decades. They save a lot of money that IT workers don't have offices. They don't have cubicles. They work from home. They have a laptop. They provided a laptop and infrastructure or log into a secure network so they can do their work. And so it's not necessary for a worker to actually go into a work site, which the city would save millions, if not a billion dollars on real estate when they not have to house or provide a work location or work site for IT workers. So that's a lot of money saved. For in real estate, if nothing else, they also would have more access to more people wanting to work for the city. And then also it would help with this with the driving and commuting, so members
traffic,
wouldn't have to commute so much.
Congestion and everything.
It'd be less access, and people would have less exposure to being this coronavirus, which is a big issue. So having there's two bills up in Albany right now. They're called the telework bill, and these bills would help facilitate and make a policy for the whole state of New York as well as the city of New York that will facilitate allowing workers to telecommute, work from home, which, like I said, can save a lot of money. And right now, it's something that's only given to favorites through favoritism and so for you. And when you fall out of favor, they take it away from you. This right here will expunge all of that because, like I said, it has the potential of saving a lot of money. And I'm really pushing a lot to have that. And there's two bills, and I want to give you the bill numbers on this.
Let's talk about the bills.
Yes. One, the state bill is S as in Sam, 4647. Right now is in committee. It is under the Civil Service and Pension Committee. This, like I said, it will set the policy that all agencies in the city, in the state of New York, would need in order to enact and allow members to do this. Now, the Assembly has a bill as well, and that bill is A like Apple 314, and it says enact the city, New York City Telework Expansion Act. Even managers and directors of the agencies want to see some type of policy so they can be able to enforce it and allow their the managers there to allow members to do so. Mm-hmm. But like I said, especially with this coronavirus, it will save a lot of lives potentially, as not just money. And then it's just better for the environment. It's more environmental friendly because people are not coming out, don't have to get on public transportation, don't have to drive their cars and so forth. The only time, it's not going to help with those who deal with hardware, like desktop support and some networking, but there's still some components that they can do from home as well, like admin providing login names, stuff like that, administration type of work, they can be able to do that from home as well. So they may not be able to telecommute 5 days, but maybe 1 or 2 days a week, hardware people can still telecommute. So like I said, it's definitely going to save the environment and make things easier for people, and make the job much more desirable. I have an example in particular. I come out of FDNY. I'm a computer specialist software by trade. I have 2 degrees in it. And I worked as a business analyst as well as project manager. And I've worked on projects with consultants. And I remember one particular project I was working on, and the consultants who would happen to be working, was working with, was like, man, when he took this job, he was shocked to find out that they wanted him to come into the office every day, because where he lives in his building, he was an Indian gentleman, and he lived in Richmond Hill, where there's a large Indian population there. And in his particular building, he said it was a large amount of them doing IT work, and he was the only one out of about 30 tenants that actually had to leave every day to go into the office, where everybody else worked from home.
Wow.
So, in IT is very normal to work from home. They expect it. So it was a shock to him. So that's just an example of how New York City is really behind the times.
So your union is going to bring New York City forward.
Well, we are definitely pushing to push them into the 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unfortunately, there's been the city is not, and I can understand why they don't want to be the first in technology when it comes to dealing with newer technologies, because newer technologies, you definitely want to make sure it's tested and proven.
Mm-hmm.
But you also don't want to be too far behind that you can't get support. Like Windows 7 is no longer being supported, and agencies are rushing to upgrade their workstations to the newer version of Windows 10 and so forth. And because the older operating systems are no longer being supported. So whenever a technician has a problem, they can't call Microsoft for assistance.
Because that's been phased out.
Yes.
So how soon do you expect those bills to pass?
I wish I had an answer for you. I got members calling me all the time on that, because it's definitely something that's on my radar, and I definitely feel that it should be pushed and made top priority, especially, like I said, since this coronavirus. That these bills have been in the committees, in these respective committees, for like 7 years.
Wow.
Yes, so it's not new.
They're crawling. Bills are crawling.
Yes.
Time for them to be passed.
Exactly, exactly.
So we wish you the best of luck with those bills, because we know it would help your members tremendously and also help the environment as well, and save the city some money that they can direct somewhere else.
Exactly.
So thank you so much for joining us and sharing this information, and we look forward to having you back again with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're very welcome.
This has been a presentation of Labor Radio, the voice of workers world today. This weekly program with various labor leaders and experts tackles today's topics and highlights the issues and concerns of workers, blue and white collar, discusses the labor way and how diversity without inclusion is inequality. For more information, visit www.laborradio.nyc. That's www.laborradio.nyc.